Welcome to Logical, the UAE's first and only regular legal podcast. My name is Tim Elliott. I'm here with the expert, and I mean expert, managing partner of the Dubai-based legal firm HPL Yamalova & Plethka, and that is Ludmila Yamalova. How good to talk to you it is.
Good to talk to you too, Tim, and thank you as always for being here.
Now, Ludmila, this episode is really all about the reaction to the news that the Dubai Real Estate Regulatory Agency, is it agency or authority, RERA, by the way? It's agency.
It's agency. Agency, yes.
It is agency. Now, their RERA index, as it's known, has been updated. And that is basically an idea of what you should be paying in certain areas in Dubai. Everybody refers to it. It's a huge topic of conversation. I've just moved house, so it's kind of present in my mind as well. So the index has changed. Have the laws around renting real estate changed as well?
No, not at all, but that's a good question. So you are correct. The RERA index hasn't, in fact, and indeed been updated. However, this is not a manifestation or a sign of the law being changed. The law in related to rental issues in the Emirate of Dubai has always been the same, and it dates back to 2008 and then the amended version in 2013, but certainly no new recent law has been issued. So when we're talking about an updated RERA index, it's just that the base prices for on which RERA index is based and on which the government sort of relies in determining what the current market value and current market prices should be. That's the kind of the base prices or the base data points have been updated, but not the legislative framework that that governs rental issues in the Emirate of Dubai.
Okay, so let's just jump back slightly and remind people what the RERA index is.
So first of all, the RERA index, let's perhaps kind of decrypt what RERA stands for. And it is the Real Estate Regulatory Agency, and this is a Dubai-based agency. And the RERA, or the Real Estate Regulatory Agency, was originally established for purposes of regulating the Dubai real estate market. And one of the most important tools that it relies on and that it has created is this RERA index. And the RERA index itself is it's basically a form of a calculator that was created to manage the Dubai rental market and serve as a basis for rental increase. And the relevance of this RERA index comes sort of based on what the references or the mentions in the Dubai rental law itself. So the RERA index was issued by RERA, but it's also on the basis of the Dubai rental law. And specifically, that's Article 3 of the Decree Number 43 of 2013 regarding the determination of the increase in rent for properties in the Emirate of Dubai. In this law, there's a specific reference that the RERA index is the basis for which the average similar rent is calculated for the purposes of rental increase. And therefore, it's this RERA index that is predominantly relied on by the RDC or the Dubai Rental Dispute Center or the Dubai Rental Court when it determines rental increases in rent valuation disputes. In other words, it's the RERA index is perhaps the main data point that the Dubai Rental Court relies on in determining landlords. Usually it's the landlord's request to increase rent that end up before the Dubai rental courts because tenants challenge the landlord's attempted increase in the rent. That's the kind of the data point that the rental dispute center will look at in determining whether the landlord's request is warranted and if so, like to what extent. So this is quite important because the RERA index, the way it works is that it shows whether the rental, if there is a rental increase in that sort of the base average property price, one, and if and two, if there is an increase in the property, what's the allowable percentage of increase?
So how do you use the RERA index if you are in front of the Rental Dispute Center?
let's say I'm renting a property right now from you, you're my landlord, and I rent property for 100,000 dirhams a year. So now you've just received a notice from you requesting me to pay 150,000. So it's a 50% increase. For you, it may be a fairly reasonable request because you look around and you see the current market, perhaps rent the way you see it in terms of how similar properties are being advertised and marketed and rented. You think this is more or less sort of the current market rate. So therefore, you want the additional 50,000 dirhams from me. So you would send me a request for an increase in rent, and to do it correctly, you need to send it to me through 90 days before the expiration of my lease term. So it's only allowed for the rent increase is only allowed for the following year, not in the beginning of your term of the lease, of course. So you have to send me this request 90 days before, and then I have to agree. Right. And so this is where these disputes arise, is that if the tenant does not agree, this ultimately either you or I will have to file a case with RDC and seek RDC's involvement in deciding who's right, who's wrong. And so what happens is that, but before I disagree with you, what I will do is I will go and I will onto the RERA index, and I will put the details in my property and see whether the RERA index allows for an increase in the property kind of on a similar property. And if it says no, then I'll just say, well, Tim, no, I'm very sorry, but I am paying in line with the RERA index. And that's basically what the document that RDC, that I will be presenting to the RDC, look, here's a RERA index. So therefore I'm not, a RERA index shows that I am paying kind of in line with the index. And that is the key document that RERA will, or the RDC will rely on in deciding, whether to allow an increase. It's not like that the landlords are not allowed to increase rent, is that they can only do so in line with this RERA index. And the idea of this RERA index, by the way, was introduced originally, was to help kind of regulate the market, because remember, RERA's role is to regulate the market. And so the idea is to create some kind of a baseline for the residents of Dubai to know when and under what circumstances a rent can be increased and how, so to introduce stability in the market and some kind of predictability. Because if you recall, back in 2008, by the way, which is when the RERA index and the rental laws were introduced for the first time, there was a lot of uncertainty. There's a lot of instability because every time the rents were going up so rapidly and there was not enough inventory. So people would just move in and right away they get notices to move out the next year. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of fluctuation in the market and people were resettling every year. So this was very destabilizing for society. And so it was with that in mind that this the law was introduced and the RERA index was created as a baseline for not just the authorities to judge, but more importantly for people living and investing in Dubai to kind of know, okay, so what's the framework within which we can kind of expect to be based in a particular property before we are kicked out.
How do you get to the RERA index? Where do you find it?
It's online. It's actually very easily accessible. You just write on RERA index on Google, and the RERA website will pop up with kind of the tab to RERA index. So it's generally accessible to all the public. You don't need to have an account, for example, with RERA. You don't need to even input any specific, you don't have to have a registered contract by which you would be checking whether you are entitled an increase or not. It's through the Dubai Land Department's website, where there's a tab for RERA, and there that is RERA index. And the only information that you would need to input is basically the type of property And that's, you know, it's a villa or is it an apartment? And then whether it's a one bedroom or five bedrooms, also in the area in which the property is located, whether it's, let's say, Palm Jumeirah or JLT or Maidan or whatever other sort of area or Jumeirah. So, and then also the contract date and the current market, so the current the rent contract price that you pay. And as I said earlier, sort of the size of the parameters of the property, but just only by virtue of the bedrooms. It doesn't ask you to input, for example, whether the villa or the property had been recently renovated or whether it has any great views or such. It just basically determines the specifications of the property on the basis of how many bedrooms it has and whether it's a villa or a unit, a condominium unit or an apartment. So that's it. Basically, it's very easily accessible, and that's kind of all the levels of detail that you need to put in. And on that basis, once you put your rental price that you're paying right now, so let's say going back to yours and my example, I put 100,000 dirhams for, let's say, a two-bedroom in JLT, then the rear index will state, okay, on the basis of which the details I've put in, 100,000 dirhams, JLT, two-bedroom, you are paying the 100,000 dirhams, you're paying within the range that you're paying, so therefore no increase is allowed. So what I would do is I would take a print screen of that or save that that page, and then I will later use this in the RDC when I or you decide to file a case in the RDC, and I will challenge your request.
I remember the I was going to say good old days. I wonder if they were the days of 2008 when it was a huge boom in real estate terms here in Dubai. It kind of feels a little bit like that now because the market is, let's say, the market's buoyant. That kind of underplays it slightly. Back in the day, if you like, the RERA index was originally updated, I think, every quarter. That changed, and it really doesn't seem to be updated that often until very recently. Are updates a regular thing?
You're correct. So in theory, the updates are often discussed and commented in all sorts of media portals. Mm-hmm. But in practice, as you rightfully noted, we have not actually seen the baseline, the sort of base prices being updated recently. And part of it, perhaps because the market had until recently been fairly stable and kind of predictable, but it's only in the last 2 years or so that the UAE and Dubai economy in particular has witnessed another boom, and and property prices always are the first kind of manifestation of what's going on with the economy. So they've gone up significantly, be it to buy for buying or investing property or renting. So, on the back of that, we had heard, had seen statements coming from various representatives of relevant government authorities that the RERA index might be updated, that the authorities are looking to potentially update to kind of make sure that it's in line with the current market conditions. And perhaps a lot of it was in response to so many landlords wanting to increase rent because they are looking around and seeing that other similar properties are being rented for a lot more money. So they believe that on average, the prices have gone up. So they want to be able to capitalize on their investments and rent out their properties for high amounts. And, you know, and then a lot of these ended up in RDC, and perhaps RDC just goes back and obviously, as we said, looks at the RERA index and does not allow any more increase. And perhaps in response to that, there was some kind of the encouragement from, because of the number of cases that have ended up with RDC, perhaps the authorities have decided to look at, okay, let's re-examine what's the actual sort of market conditions, and should that be reflected then in the current sort of base prices. So basically, I would speculate that's what's been going on. And so all of a sudden, the prices we've seen, the index to have been updated, but we didn't really see any specific notifications or announcements from the authorities. We just noticed it only by virtue because of us actually looking for the RERA index for a number of our clients, because we have a number of cases right now before RDC were over these very issues. And so we just noticed, this is how we found out about it. We just noticed that the prices have changed. So cases that recently had one data, used sort of one data point, and now all of a sudden, fast forward just a month later, is a different price. So that's kind of how we've come to notice it. So now we know that it has been updated, but it hasn't, you know, up until now, it had not been a frequent occurrence.
So it's March 2024. Now, this month, at the time of recording, is the last update. I can't remember an update before this month.
I cannot remember either. I agree with you. Yeah. So it is, yes, it is March 2024, which is when we're recording and which is when we noticed the shift and in the rear index. As I mentioned earlier, we deal with a lot of RDC cases, a lot of rental cases. So we've had our eye on the ball of the rear index ball for quite some time. And as you rightfully said, we haven't seen previous increases in the way we're seeing them right now. So it's only now, as of March of 2024, that RERA seems to have updated the average rental value of properties in certain areas in Dubai.
Sure. Lots of people in Dubai keep their eye on the RERA index ball. I love that phrase that you use. Let's look at some examples, notable examples of updates then.
There hasn't been an announcement about how the RERA index has been updated, and there hasn't been this kind of an overarching, all the prices have gone up, for example, by 10-15%. There hasn't been an announcement or like that, and from what we've seen, that's also not the approach that has been taken. But rather, the authorities had looked at specific areas and kind of adjusted some of the prices on the basis of specific areas. So one notable example that we have noticed is in Jumeirah Lakes Tower, so JLT, where we've seen that the average rental value of the residential properties, reflected by the RERA index, that is, increased by 25% in comparison with 2023. So 25% since just a few months ago. There it is. So that's Jumeirah Lakes Towers, perhaps not unusual because it is a very popular place to live. But then in Dubai, every area these days seems to be a popular place to live. Another case, so that's 25% increase on average in Jumeirah Lakes Towers on the basis, again, compared to the data point that we have with us, and that's comparing apples to apples, a property that we would have perhaps litigated last year in JLT and what the baseline was then compared to what it is now for a similar property. Then some of the other areas also was the Palm Jumeirah and Golden Mile in particular, where we have observed at 33% increase in the average rental value of the residential properties in comparison with 2023. So Palm Jumeirah, obviously, once again, not an unsurprising development because it is another very popular place to live with fairly limited supply. So Palm Jumeirah and Golden Mile in particular, 33% increase. And then also another area we've identified as Al Wasl, where the average rental value of the residential properties increased by about 20% or 19% specifically. And this was on the basis because we have some clients now that have disputes before RDC involving this particular geographic location in Dubai. So these are kind of the data points that we have noticed or identified, but I'm sure that similar increases have been observed in other areas. So whoever it is that would be perhaps affected needs to look at the RERA index specifically to their area.
I guess most people you talk to in Dubai would kind of back that up. The anecdotes from pretty much everywhere would reflect that. Just remind me, you work in Jumeirah Lakes Towers and you live on the Palm. So
yes, perhaps those two examples. Yes, indeed.
But prices haven't, according to the index, they're not increasing everywhere. Not everything is higher.
Correct. So, I mean, it's just, you know, just using those three examples, we've seen the increase from 19% to 25% to 33%. Mm. But by some areas, in fact, the prices have been decreased. And one such area that we noticed was the Jumeirah Parks, where we observed a 5% decrease in the average rental value in comparison just to the beginning of 2024. I imagine that if you just go area by area by area, which an exercise we have not done yet, because also we'd need to have, for us to even do this, we'd need to have a kind of a comparison, a data point for comparison. So, right, we would have had to have a data point from, let's say, 2023. Mm. So whatever sort of made sense that we had the information, we did this kind of comparison. But I imagine that there could be many other areas where a similar decrease could also be the case.
Okay. And the thing to remember, I think, it's worth pointing out, isn't it, that the RERA index applies to Dubai. This is not a UAE index.
Indeed, yes, that's a very important reminder, is that when we're talking about RERA index, it's that RERA is a real estate regulatory agency that is part of a Dubai government. Mm. And rental laws in the UAE are subject to individual Emirates laws. So Dubai has its own rental laws. Abu Dhabi has very different rental laws, and other Emirates are subject to their own rental laws. So this is the Dubai rental law that sets up, under which RERA was set up to begin with. And therefore, the RERA index was introduced, and therefore, does the RERA index in particular only applies to Dubai? And by the way, it also excludes an area in Dubai that's called the DIFC, because the DIFC, although it's based in Dubai, it's subject to its different laws. Yeah. But that's the only area in Dubai that's excluded from the RERA index. But otherwise, yes, RERA index only applies to Dubai, but it does exclude the DIFC.
Okay. Just to finish off, Ludmilla, if to anybody listening now, and this is a podcast that has pretty broad appeal because it affects so many people in the UAE in Dubai, what conclusions would you draw from what we're seeing in the RERA index?
It's important to be informed, well informed, and therefore to keep your eye on the ball, on the RERA index ball, because as we've seen, it's the many eviction notices that we have observed recently have been issued or are currently being issued on the basis of the landlord's belief that the rental value has gone up, that the market has gone up, and therefore tenants should be paying higher amounts. Therefore, whoever it is that's you know, all the, I guess, tenants in particular who are renting right now and are either anticipating that this may follow, or because their landlords are trying to increase rent by virtue of, for example, simple negotiations for the time being, or through the court proceedings, just you need to stay informed. You need to be aware that there has been an update, and most likely there will be other updates, or at least other areas that might not have been reflected yet might still be being updated. So therefore, if you find yourself in the situation before you pick up a fight, let's say, kind of go back and look at the RERA index, and you see we've seen some differences between just beginning of 2024 and now we're still in March, so it's only 2 months into it. So even if you have a data point from RERA index from, let's say, 6 months ago or 4 months ago, don't rely on that alone. Do look at what it is today, because before you decide how to respond to your landlord, but equally so, even for the landlords, you know, landlords, because if they've been waiting and not to try to increase rent because they believe that RERA index does not allow them. So, I mean, I guess now we know that there have been updates so this would benefit everyone to just be more informed, more proactive, and not only check the RERA index today, but keep checking because there seem to be kind of ongoing updates. And I anticipate that also this means that there will be perhaps a new wave of rent increases and perhaps a new wave of potential evictions.
Do you know, there really aren't many more hot topics here in Dubai than the RERA index at the moment, the recently updated RERA index. And that piece of legal advice you just gave, I think, is worth its weight in gold. Keep your eye on the RERA index ball. That's my takeaway phrase today. That's another episode of Logical. Thanks for watching, listening, both, if you did both. And thanks, as always, to our legal expert, managing partner, Yamalova and Plethka, Ludmilla Yamalova.
Tim, thank you for being here and for an engaging conversation as always.
You can find us at OY Law, social media, Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, LinkedIn, wherever you get your social media feeds. All of our podcasts are free at oylawyers.com. If you'd like a legal question answered in Logical, get in touch, or to talk to a qualified UAE experienced legal professional, click the contact button at oylawyers.com.